Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure.
Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Thanks for joining the show.
Really loud in the beginning. Sorry, everybody.
Okay. Sorry about that. That was really loud. I wasn't louder than usual. Hey, Menace.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, my God. It seems like we haven't seen each other in a while.
I know. It's really sad. It's weird. How is your life?
My life is good. Over the weekend, I got a car now. So I'm
awesome.
Mobile. I'm going outside the city, which is really weird because, you know, you have a car. You never leave the city. But once I get a car, I'm out.
Right.
I'm going
outside the city.
I'm traveling everywhere. And I had to do this thing where I had to stop in six different cities and give away concert tickets. So I stopped in all these cities and it made me realize outside of San Francisco, don't get me wrong, there are beautiful women in San Francisco, but sometimes it's kind of hard to see
right.
them because we all stay in our houses and
right.
stuff like that. We don't really go out that much unless we're going to a bar or something. They're not just walking around the city
right.
all the
right.
time. If they are, they're covered up because it's cold.
Right.
But I went out around this place we call the Bay Area, and there were so many beautiful women
really?
Just everywhere. Everywhere.
Wow. Did you get any digits?
I got an email.
Okay.
I got an email, but I didn't like, you know,
I didn't
go
up
for
yet.
The number. I
right.
haven't fallen up or anything.
That's
like that.
Cool, Menace.
Like, oh, yeah, let me get your email.
That's cool. You get to be like the man about towns.
Yeah, it was
not
really cool.
Not just one town, but man about many towns.
The thing I was doing, there's this big concert on Friday that my work is putting on. And then so they just knew what city I would be in. They wouldn't know where I would be. So
okay.
I go, at this time, 5 o'clock, I'm going to tweet. I'm going to say where I'm at. So all the people are waiting for me to tweet at 5 o'clock, and then once I say at 5 o'clock, they come and show up, and I give out tickets until I run
oh,
out.
Oh, that's so cool!
Yeah, it was
that's
really
so
cool.
Fun. I want to ride around with you.
Oh yeah, some places I got mobbed.
Wow!
Like seriously, within 5 minutes, there was already 50 people.
Oh my God, that's
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah, so
your
it was
success.
Really cool.
That's great.
Yeah, it's fun time.
Good times.
Getting out and talking to people.
That's good, and I'm glad you got your new Scion car.
Yeah, it
that's
was
awesome.
Really cool. You're gonna love my new Scion because it's
wait to
smaller
see it.
Than your Mini Cooper.
It's smaller than my Mini Cooper?
Yeah.
No way. I didn't think that existed except for the smart car, which is scary looking. Is it like a smart car small?
A smart car is only a two-seater. This is actually a four-seater.
Oh, my God.
But
we'll
it's the world's smallest four-seater.
That's awesome. You're so lucky. Okay. My weekend was good. I had a date on Friday with this guy, and we went – it was like a picnic date. It was in Tiburon, and he made like all this like organic food, and he made his own cocoa. And
hate it already.
He's really into yoga. And
are you serious? Are you serious right now? Are you just fucking with me?
No.
You are fucking with me, right?
No, he's really into yoga, and he did these like yoga acrobatics with me.
That's it. I quit. I'm done with the show.
He did yoga acrobatics with me, and he was throwing me around on the grass.
Yoga acrobatics?
He's
in the middle of the park.
Yeah. He had me up on his legs, and he was like throwing me around, and it was kind of crazy. And I wasn't that into him in a sexual way, but he was a cool guy. And then
sick.
I'm sorry, honey. He was into yoga. What am I gonna, and rock climbing, and he's a pilot, and he's a cool guy, but it wasn't a love connection. And then I've been on like a myriad of dates, I guess. And then I've got my guy in Michigan, which I mentioned briefly. But when I went to Michigan, there was this old flame that I hooked up with. Mm-hmm. Not even a flame. A guy that I had
up?
A crush on. We didn't
hook
up. Well, we made out.
We
made out.
When we say hook up, that means you
banged. I didn't bang him. I made out with him. We shared a special kiss.
All right.
So now he's coming to visit. And I've got him to like plan and make it really cool and special. And he's coming like next week.
He's from Michigan, so I know he doesn't do yoga, thank God.
No, he does a lot of yoga.
The Michigan guy
he's
does
really
yoga.
Into
yoga. That is it. It is over.
In fact, I think we're going to do yoga when we're here. You can come. You might like yoga.
F no.
I think that you're having such a strong reaction.
We have a caller.
Let's
take a caller real quick.
Let's take a caller.
Hello?
Hi.
I've got the wrong number.
Oh, okay,
wrong
bye.
Number? All right.
How's your sex life? Okay, today's show, we're going to be talking about sex games. Sex games are like my favorite things that you can do to spice up your relationship because Menace and I are actually going to play a sex game that he doesn't even know about.
What?
But, but there's lots of...
You just hit me with the yoga stuff. How am I even going to get
through this? I know, honey.
This?
I don't know. I'm sorry that guys are into yoga. There's a lot of men into yoga, and I find that good. That means that they're like spiritual and they're centered and they're calm.
Centered and calm. Really
and
into the 60s and, you know, the whole Hayden Ashbury. And just hanging out, man.
No, it's just yoga's a trend. Yoga's like what people do now instead of pumping weights. They like at the gym, they like do yoga. So anyway, I'm getting a cold. So anyway, we're going to talk about sex games. There's a lot of different sex games out there. And the thing about sex games, you can order them in Adam and Eve. We love Adam and Eve. Go to adamandeve.com. Use coupon code Emily at checkout. You get 50% off most items and free gifts and free shipping and free adult DVDs and all this cool stuff. Please go support Adam and Eve for the holidays. But the thing about sex games is, so you're sitting around with your partner. It's another night. You rented a movie. You're doing the same things. And maybe you'll have sex in the middle of the movie and then turn it back on the couch. It'll be kind of boring. But if you play a sex game with your partner, it's really a way to kind of spice it up. There's like all these fun games that exist and they're provocative. And you ask each other questions and you get to know each other better and you can play like spin the bottle or whatever. But there's more advanced versions of that. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. And we're going to be reading your emails. We've gotten tons of emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com or right through the website. Also, we have a contest going on right now. We talked about the mask products the other day, which are the products
Hold on. Yeah, Sex with Emily. You want to talk about sex? Yeah, we're talking about sex. What's up?
I had a question regarding sex toys for Emily.
Okay, what's up?
I was just curious. First of all, I can barely hear you, Emily.
Oh, okay.
Try that.
Fix the volume. Is that better?
That's better.
That's awesome.
I hear you talk a lot about Jimmy Jane and their products. I want to buy something real nice for my wife.
Oh, perfect.
And I was leaning towards the Wii Vibe.
Oh, the Wii Vibe. But, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talk about the form. The Form 2, I think it is.
Form 2 is awesome, too. The Jimmy Jane Form 2, yeah.
So I was wondering if you have any intake.
Yeah,
or
let
any,
me tell you about them both.
Okay,
the Wii Vibe is awesome. You can probably buy it at Adam and Eve, I'm pretty sure. And the thing about the Wii Vibe is it's a sex toy that you can both use together. Like, she can have, well, first of all, it penetrates. She can have clitoral stimulation and G-spot stimulation, and you can use it while you're having sex. It's pliable. It bends. And so she could have it inside her, and you don't even know that it's there, and it's a really cool toy for couples. But also, the Form 2 is a really awesome gift that is from Jimmy Jane, where you get, like, really good clitoral stimulation. It goes around your clitoris, right? That's the Form 2, right, Kelsey? The one that has a little It took the rabbit ear. It's like, you know, the popular rabbit toy. It's kind of like just the ears of the rabbit. And I've got a Jimmy Jane Picks page on my website. And you can, if you go and you click on that, you can see there's some discounts there and stuff too to buy that. But I don't know. What's your wife into? How does she orgasm? Clitorally, or?
Would you say the form two is more for individual use rather than
that's the thing. They're both for both use. You could easily, the thing about the form two is you can easily use it during sex. You could use it on her. She could hold it up and use it herself while you're having sex. It's very unobtrusive and it's small enough, but it's got a lot of power and a lot of pressure. And so I don't know. I think the Jimmy Jane is a really nice toy because it looks really beautiful. It charges. It has this really cool charging case. You could leave it on your nightstand. No one even knows what it is. It's pink. It's cool. I would go for the Jimmy Jane.
Yeah, one other positive thing about the Jimmy Jane that I saw online was that it's got like a 4-year warranty.
Yep. And a lot of these sex toys break down. So that's what's cool about Jimmy Jane. But make sure you click on the Emily's Picks page from my website, sexdummy.com. And then I think there's like a special discount, right? $25 off. $25 off. So do that.
Thank you.
I love that as a gift. Okay, bye. Good luck.
Bye.
If anyone wants to call and they've got questions, we're at 415-992-7392.
And it's also on the website.
It's also on the website. Exactly. So anyway, we talked the other day about the mask strips that are for oral sex, that this guy created this thing called Your Mask, M-A-S-Q-U-E, and it's when women are performing oral sex on a man and they don't like the taste of semen. They're kind of like Listerine strips that you put on your tongue, and we're giving away – we're picking three winners, and we're going to be sending you a gift bag, which includes a T-shirt, multiple packages of the product, and some other goodies. So all you got to do is email me feedback@sexdummy.com with your best oral sex tip and your T-shirt size, and then we'll be picking three winners. And the flavors is chocolate, strawberry, watermelon, mango. So do that. Send that to us. Please, please, please. We love it. Okay. And new poll on the website, right? Still the anal sex one, Kelsey. Is anal sex scary or sexy? A, scary. B, sexy.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's sexy.
Of course.
Of course. I have a sex talk show. I'm scared by it.
Oh, I'm totally. I hate it.
I'm so scared by anal sex. I'm not scared. Are you scared?
I am Men's not scared. I mean, I do. I don't want to receive it.
But you would. You would penetrate. You would.
Orally? No.
No. You would penetrate a woman in her anus with your penis.
If she asked.
Oh, that's
I mean,
nice.
If that's what she wants.
It's very accommodating of you.
Yeah. I'm a pleaser.
You are a pleaser, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So yeah, that's what we got there. What else? What anything else that we have to mention? That's good. Okay. So
even though some women
don't like it,
like it at all.
I know a lot
even
of women.
They're offended if you even bring it up.
Yeah. Do you bring it up?
No.
No. Men
I just see if they're kind of. I just kind of see if they hint to it, and then you're like, oh.
How do they hint to it?
They kind of bring it up.
They're like, hey, so I'd like you to anally penetrate my ass.
Yeah. They usually say it exactly like that.
Right. Right.
That's
just saying.
That's how they say it.
Exactly. Yeah, anal sex is a big one. I actually just got off the phone with my friend Sadie Allison, who wrote one of my favorite books, Tickless Pickle. And she's a new book coming out about anal sex, all the tips and tricks. So she's going to be on the show in January. We've got lots of good guests and shows coming up.
Seen her in years.
Do you remember her?
Yeah, I actually met her before I met you. Oh. She came in and was a guest on some show that I worked
on. Oh, I remember that. Okay, yeah. I remember you telling me that. So, yeah, we've got some emails we can get into.
All right, let's do it.
If you'd like to, unless there's anything else you have to share with me, like if you had sex this weekend or anything. I did not.
You didn't have sex this weekend?
No.
Yeah, I think I did. I mean, I wasn't drunk or anything.
In your car?
I was just so busy. No, not in my car. I would like to try to have sex in my car, though.
You should have sex in your car.
Since it is a very tiny car, I want to see if I can pull it off.
I'm sure you can pull it off. Who'd you have sex
with?
Wait
till I show it to you.
This girl from Vegas, who'd you have sex with?
Yeah, same girl.
Oh, so you kind of have a girlfriend now.
No, I don't have a girlfriend.
You kind of have a steady banger. Girl, you're banging.
Who doesn't have that?
I just yeah. I don't really right now.
Yeah?
No. Mm-mm. But I have this guy coming out from Michigan that I'm excited about. We've only had two dates. He's going through divorce. He's got two kids. I don't know what's going to happen, but you'll meet him. He might come in, check out the show, and then you can grill him.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Wait. Can't wait.
Let's move into our emails because we have not been able to spend a lot of time on emails lately. So let's do that.
Go for it.
Okay, this is about intimacy problems. Hey guys, I have something that both of you will probably have a lot of input on. My guy has never had intimacy. He likes it but says it's a little overwhelming. It's killing me. He's not really ever had foreplay either. Don't get me wrong, the actual sexual intercourse is good, but it's not what I prefer and kind of sucks. Good but kind of sucks. I'm a very intimate person. I love foreplay. How can I get him used to it? Can I? Thanks. It's from Savvy in Modesto, California. She's a premium Friends with Benefits member. You guys know already that if you are a Friends with Benefits member, we answer your emails at the very, very top of the show and right away. So we love your premium. We love when you become a Friends with Benefits member. It changes our life.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So how do you get a guy into – it sounds like the sex is and he's not into foreplay. I would say that you should start to let him know what you like and to let him know in a way that's like, you know what really turns me on when you play with my nipples? That feels really good. And you can even guide him with your hands and you can tell him how important it is to you and just encourage him or bring up something from the past and be like, man, that time you went down on me, that felt amazing. I'm not sure what his aversion to it is. A lot of guys have aversion to things.
I'm looking for virgins.
Looking for virgins. A lot of guys have an aversion to activities that they don't feel confident in. And so if he might not have had a lot of experience. So you might need to show him. You might need to take the lead and be like, I'm not warmed up, babe. I don't go from 0 to 60 like you do. I need some foreplay. And you don't want to say it again in a nice way. You don't want him to feel like he's doing things wrong and doing things bad. But you can kind of encourage him and be like, you know, it'd be really fun. And then maybe you, like, play with him. And then he plays with you. You know, you perform on him. And then you see what he does to you. And also, what we're going to be talking about today is sex games. And the sex games are a great opener for foreplay. Menace and I are going to play one together.
The dice thing?
There's
people
the dice.
Are really big into the dice. The
yeah,
sexy
there's the
dice.
Sex dice that's like one of the die has body parts and the other part has like action words like lick, bite, nibble. So you can like you can roll it and it says like nibble, toes. And so that could be really cool. And you could get all these at adamandeve.com. I think it's a great gift for the holidays as a sex game because it's kind of like a way of enhancing your sex life without having to talk about it, without having to like – even if you're uncomfortable bringing it up with him, you can also just play a game and have the game speak for you. The game asks questions. The game, you know, will probe you guys along in your relationship. And so you just – and also in your email, you said that he says that sex is that foreplay is overwhelming. So I just want to reiterate the fact that he probably just doesn't know what he's doing and you're going to need to show him, which is always kind of a buzzkill, but sometimes you just got to.
Or he can just pull the typical woman move and just be like, look, you ain't going to get nothing unless you do this.
I don't like threats.
Well, but that's what a lot of women do.
Right.
They threat.
I think that you – I just sneeze.
Jesus.
Ugh, my nose is running. So I would think that you have to.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and sneeze. Or no.
If you need to, go ahead.
It's not coming. So anyway, yeah, good luck to you. It's going to take communication here, sweetie. Communication is lubrication or bringing in some sex toys. If you have vibrators that you like, if you need foreplay, be like, honey, put this on my clitoris ASAP. Like just start bringing it because the more you do it, it's like everything. You'll get more comfortable with it the more you do it.
Yeah, I, you know, even though guys don't like to talk, I do agree with you on the first approach of just like, hey, let's talk it out a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk it out.
Because like, he's going to do whatever to make you shut up anyway, so he's going to do what you want.
Right, exactly.
True or not true?
I love when you're like, true or not true?
True or not true, my statement that if you start initiating a conversation about it, he's going to do whatever you want to get you to stop talking.
I hope so. Just shut the hell up. And,
yeah.
And he says he's never really had foreplay. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about a beginner here. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but if a guy's never done it before, I'd be overwhelmed too. So it just looks like you're going to have to take the ropes here and just kind of be okay with it.
Cool.
That's the deal. Okay. Sex and religion is our next topic.
Oh, no. All right.
I love your podcast and think it plays an important part in educating folks about sex. Quick background on my question. My wife and I are religious and neither of us have had any premarital sex. Our first time was the night of our honeymoon. Growing up Mormon, we don't believe in any sex outside marriage. My parents, siblings, and friends were sure to talk with me about sex and prepared me so it's not thought of as dirty within marriage. In fact, it's very encouraged. My wife, on the other hand, came into the marriage without any preparation for sex. Only the mindset was resisting temptation. As a result, our sex life has not progressed as hoped. Now married 7 years, I find that she rarely initiates and is uncomfortable communicating about it in a reasonable fashion. I still feel a little like I'm walking on eggshells during sex, like I'm afraid to say something too dirty or something. She even stops things short because she can't handle it if it's the sensation's too intense. The times I ignore when she says things are too intense is the time she has great orgasms. My question is, does she or we need counseling, or do you think it's something simpler? I worry about hurting her feelings. They are fairly tender on the subject of sex, but I worry she was a little over-sheltered growing up, and I'm not sure the best way to approach that. I know this is unusual for your show, but I'd love your advice from Michael. Well, Michael, you brought up a really, really – this is a great email because I can't tell you how many people have sexual challenges because of their upbringing. You know, you were raised Mormon. Other people were raised, you know, extreme Catholics or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. There, a lot of people were brought up with these messages, and it's almost like brainwashing. Like from a young age, you're told sex is only for procreation, wait till marriage, and you don't have any experience practicing. You don't have any experience like reading about it or looking at it. So I would say that you brought up counseling. I think she's got some deep-seated issues from these messages that she had sent to her at a young age. And maybe you guys could go to a sex counselor together or a therapist together and talk it through, and she might feel more comfortable. She's probably not even aware of the impact that it all had on her, because I'm sure, like, from a very young age of being raised Mormon, they're telling her things like sex is for procreation, hold out on sex. And you can't easily as an adult escape those messages because they stay with you. So I would say counseling, if you've tried talking to her about it and you've tried to make her feel comfortable and let her know that everything's okay and it's okay to perform oral sex or it's okay to have orgasms, but it sounds like she's still really resistant, especially if she stops you when it feels really good, I would say the little counseling might be a good thing for her to kind of unleash all this stuff, get it on the table, realize that the messages that she was told might not necessarily be what's helping her in her marriage now, right now. They might actually be hurting your sex life. And so that's what I would recommend.
Yeah. Or just go to, you know, a tropical island and just bang for like 3 days straight.
She's not comfortable banging. She doesn't feel like sex is right, but you're right. I want to do that. So want to go bang for 3 days on a tropical island. I need the vacation so bad.
Just do it.
Who's going to bang me?
I'm sure you can open the phone lines.
Who wants to bang me over Christmas? Call me.
Send me an email.
feedback@sexwithemily.com.
And, also, it's funny because you're bringing up like all the religion stuff. And remember, I also had the fear put into me by my mother.
Yes.
Do not have sex.
Because you'll
get a girl pregnant. So I didn't have sex until I was 18.
Yeah. A lot of people have these messages that you have to – not that your parents didn't have the best intentions or your religious institution doesn't have the best intentions. But you can't – unfortunately, we spend a lot of our adult life healing our childhood. Because we get messages, our parents do the best job they can, but oftentimes we get messages that are not the best for our adult life. And so you have to just unravel them, get into it. Okay, the next topic is breaking up. Emily, what?
I have a good thing. Can I interrupt that?
Please.
It was something that always comes up around this time of year.
Okay.
And it's about breaking up.
Oh, dumping season.
Dumping season. Yes. We had a question that we threw out there today at one of the radio stations, and we said, have you ever dumped somebody before the holidays so you didn't have to buy them gifts?
Oh, what'd people say?
And some people are like, oh, that's messed up. Oh, yeah, I've done it.
Gifts are expensive and they're a lot of stress. And what is he like?
Yeah.
And
then have you ever been dumped right before the holidays?
I have. I've dumped someone before the holidays.
You did?
It wasn't because of the gift directly, but not having to buy a gift was a bonus. I'm like, I still want to dump you. I don't want to go spend Christmas with your family, and I don't want to buy you a present.
Wow.
Harsh, huh?
That's very harsh.
What was the majority of the calls? Were they had people dump people?
They thought no one wanted to admit it, but you know, that's what they're really thinking too. If you didn't want to be with somebody and you're like, damn, I don't want to be with this person, and you had to buy them gifts, you would probably dump them.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of makes sense. Like, why am I going to go spend $100 on a gift for a guy that I'm going to be dumping in 5 minutes?
You only spend $100 on them?
$200? I don't know. I don't have that much money, really. maybe I would just
See, all you women, all,
I haven't had a boyfriend in so long over the holidays that I have not bought a gift for a guy in years.
Wow, you should have all your money saved then.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really rich right now, actually. Okay, the next topic is breaking up, like I said.
Okay.
Emily, I've been listening to your show for the past year and I love it. Want to get your feedback on a situation. Here it goes. I'm 29. I've been dating my girlfriend for about 2.5 years, but don't think we'll get married. So I'm going back and forth on whether we should break up. She's awesome, has all the right qualities, but I'm just not in love and don't see it heading that way. Most guys would kill for a guy like her, but if it isn't there, it isn't there. So here's the added complication. I live in a small building, 6 units, and the hottest girl I've ever met at grad school just moved in across the hall. We talked a few times during class, enough to become Facebook friends, etc. We talked the other day when we were walking in, and I followed up with a private friendly note on Facebook welcoming her to the neighborhood. So two questions. How do I handle the breakup and how do I try to pursue the girl next door without making it awkward if it doesn't work out? Can't wait to hear back. And there's no name sign with this one. Okay, first of all, let's tackle this girlfriend that you've been dating for about 2.5 years but don't think you'll get married. Sounds like you're not in love with her. You're not in love with her. You're not sure about her. And so I would just rip the Band-Aid off and break up with her. You're feeling it. You're not into her. I think that's totally fine. If you know that you don't love her and it's not heading that way, you have all the answers you need, but you probably are still in your mind going, but she's so great on paper and any guy would kill for a girl like this. That line of thinking just messes us up because we're like, I've broken up with so many guys who are all great. They're all amazing. They have good jobs. They're nice to their family. They're really good, but they're just not for me and I don't feel the love. So don't beat yourself up and don't think you're going to be able to talk yourself into it. You've been with her for 2.5 years. I really think that's enough time to make an educated decision that you need to dump, that you need to break up with her. Okay? So I feel like you're there already. The next thing is the woman that moves across the hall, first of all, you got to be weary about people in your building because you might go out with her and then it ends in, then she's living across the hall from you. So the girl next door, you could just pursue it like, hey, let's go get a coffee in the morning. I wouldn't try to like come on strong with the whole date thing, but just be like, welcome to the neighborhood. And you know, you guys have the connection from grad school and everything. And so I would suggest like a casual outing that doesn't make you seem like it's a date. Like, hey, would you like to go out with me on Friday night? But like, hey, you're across the hall and like, let's go play in the, you know, whatever. Maybe there's some tennis courts in your building or maybe there's some, I don't know. I'm just trying to think if you live in the same building, there could be something cool you could do together or just grab coffee in the morning.
There's no tennis courts in my building.
Mine either. But just be, I don't think there's anything wrong with pursuing it, but make sure that you break up with your girlfriend before you do that. And again, ease into it. Maybe she's got a boyfriend. Maybe she's not into it. Maybe you guys just become good friends. So I think it's good in this situation to tread lightly.
Yeah. And you do run the risk of running the well dry. You're going to cut off your supply of vagina.
Exactly. Your vagina supply might be dwindling.
Yeah, because you're going to cut it off with her and then you might not get with this other chick.
Right.
And then what do you do after that?
Exactly. And I want to make sure that you're not breaking up with your girlfriend because of this chick that's moved in the building.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that you already want to break up with your girlfriend.
The grass is always greener, everybody.
The grass is always greener. She was the hottest girl in grad school. OMG. She lives across the hall. That is no reason to end your 2.5-year relationship if that's really it is. So I would have a long, honest conversation with yourself about that.
Yeah. And a lot of women, they flirt with you and tease with you because they know you got a girlfriend too.
Yeah, that's true too. They're like, oh, he's safe.
He's safe. I can play around with him because he's not really going to try to get at me.
Exactly.
Watch out, man. These women are gypsies and tricksters.
I know.
Okay?
You're right. yeah, some women are. But you know, it's – okay, so I'm all tangled
shysters.
Here. Wait, so it's one – wait, I'm tangled.
What's wrong with you?
I got tangled.
Everybody, she tangled her headphone cords around her heels. How
I know.
Do you do that?
We have to move into sex games right now because we only have a few more minutes.
Go ahead.
Okay, so
– this is game of sex that you're going to do.
Okay, so truth or dare was fun in middle school and spin the bottle was great in high school. Mm-hmm. But in adulthood, you can really start to play some games. So again, these are all – a lot of these games you can get at adamandeve.com. They're great gifts for the holidays. Use coupon code Emily at checkout. You will get a bunch of discounts. So some of the games are – Truth or Dare is a really good one.
Okay.
So Adam and Eve got one called Truth or Dare, and they have Poker for Lovers. Those are great. So here's one called Intimate for Play, where you ask each other these questions, and it's really a great way to reveal. A lot of times people don't want to be like, so what's your fantasy? It's hard to do, but if you're playing a game and that you spin the dice or you roll the dice and then the questions come up, then you kind of blame it on the game and you didn't have to do the heavy lifting. So, Menace, I have a question for you.
You guys
I want you to show me one of your erogenous zones.
You want me to show you some of my erogenous zones?
Yeah, show me one of your erogenous zones.
Right here.
He pointed to his penis. How about something besides that? Do you have any other erogenous zones that like really turn you on? Like if a woman tickles your back or something or kisses your ear?
No, don't like any of that.
Really?
Yeah, or just making out. I like that.
Oh, you like the makeup.
Yeah, okay. But I don't need you to touch any other parts of my body that's freaking...
Menace is so uptight. Okay.
Terrible.
Let's
Hate
see.
It.
Okay, Menace, I'd like you to describe that. This is from a game called Intimate for Play. Describe the difference in making love and having sex. What's the difference?
Making love is a lot of work, everybody. It's time. You slow it down, you know, that you put into the process of it. Making love is when you actually love the person, I believe.
Oh. Sweet.
True or not true?
True. Can be true, yeah.
Yeah. I think 80% of the time when you're making love, you really care for that person.
Right.
And then all the other times, if you don't feel that way about the person, you're having sex.
Okay, good. Okay, here, grab one of these. Ask me a question.
Let's mix them up. name one way that you would show your love for me.
For you?
For me, or let's just say...
For a guy.
How
would I show my love for you? I would... for a guy. I guess I would...
Definitely not cook him dinner.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't cook him dinner. I would... My friend's teaching me how to cook, though, next week. I would give him a back massage.
All right.
Like a full body, really hot massage.
Cool.
That's good. You wouldn't like that?
No, I need a chiropractor.
Okay.
It's annoying if somebody's just rubbing on me. I want somebody to stand on my back.
What planet are you on that you don't like being
rubbed? I want somebody to really get in there.
I can get in there.
Crack.
I'm a really good masseuse.
True.
It's true.
Not really. Okay. You wouldn't even know this. If you were a cartoon character or a comic book strip character, who would you be and why? I don't think you can answer this one.
Okay.
You would. All right. Okay. Oh, I like this one.
What?
If you had, and be real, don't give me any bullshit lines on how you want world peace and crap like that. I want to hear, if you had 3 wishes, what would you wish for?
And
you can't wish for more wishes. And you can't wish to live forever.
Why are you telling me what I cannot do? Okay. If I had 3 wishes, I would wish for true love.
Mm-hmm.
Finding a partner in life that I can jive with and who can handle all my stuff. I would wish for Sex with Emily to become the most successful sex education website, web TV show on the planet and helping people with their sex life. And I would wish for... just like health and happiness for all my friends and family.
Cool.
And world peace.
All right. Let's get into some erotic stuff.
Okay.
That was boring. Describe the feelings of one of your orgasms.
Oh!
How do you feel when that happens? What goes through your mind?
When I'm having an orgasm, I feel like I'm sort of being... nothing's going through my mind. My mind is blank. I feel like I'm being like electrically shocked in some ways. Like you're like, zzz, like your brain shuts off and it just feels amazing. And it rises up through your body from your toes, like through your loins, through your fingertips. It's super hot.
So it feels good.
Feels friggin' good. It's been a long time.
Okay.
It's sort of ready for me to have an
orgasm. I think I might know the answer to this one.
Okay.
What have you not done sexually? Would you like to try?
What do you think I've not done?
Well, you say you haven't done this, but 2 dudes at one time.
I haven't done 2 dudes at one time, but I would be down with that.
So would that be
yeah.
one number one? Two That's dudes at one time?
Okay.
All right. It's all humorous.
That's good. We have some other things to go through. Cassie, which ones of these should I read through?
I should read through these next time. Let me see. Did you take these out? You didn't want me to read these?
No.
These
are the ones I want to read. I already read those to you.
All right. Well, let me see.
Okay,
then you – no, no. Just okay, this last one. Sorry,
and then we
everybody.
Can continue on the next show.
Okay, describe the difference of making love and having sex to you.
Okay.
Because you said you'd never really been in love. So this
I've
is
been in
this
love.
Is you. This is you answering this question.
I think that making love is when you slow it down and you're staring each other's eyes and you really are hopefully in love or deep lust with the person and you feel really safe and connected. And – it just – everything feels amazing and you're just like, oh, my God, I'm so, like, in love with you or into you. And you just feel, like, connected and your bodies are flowing together as one. And having sex is just, like, kind of more let's just bang.
Just pounding.
Let's just pound. And
just
you
going
can
to
do
pound
the jack,
town.
You could do the jackrabbit all over me. I don't care.
All right.
Okay. So there are some other games that you could do that are, like, some of the traditional – 7 minutes in heaven. Do you remember playing that game when you were younger?
Yeah, I never did it, but
yeah, take 7 minutes in heaven to the next level by playing an adult sex game where you'll get more out of it than a steamy makeout section. Wait in the closet while she strips down to lingerie or nothing at all. The dark and confined space will build the sexual tension. Once she enters the closet, start kissing her everywhere over the lips until you both can't stand it anymore. Teasing can be extremely sexy and important element of the game. So teasing, create a rule that you and your partner know you will break. Maybe the rule is no touching each other with your hands. You can move against each other as much as you want, but cannot touch each other with your hands. The first person to break the rule has to do a sexual favor for the winner's choice. The fun part about these sex games is no one really loses because you will be having sex. And then there's naked twister. Twister will get you and your partner in crazy positions naked. When one of you falls, you can have passionate sex right on the twister mat. Twister can be even more fun if you strip and tease with your partner before they tumble. As with most games, it's just more fun when you strip and when you have sex when it's over or in the middle of the game. And then you could make Yahtzee really sexy. You can play Truth or Dare. There's lots of different things you can do. So when you're sitting around over the holidays, maybe you're making some eggnog or decorating the tree, why not throw in a sexy game? And again, you can buy a lot of these at adamandeve.com. Use coupon code Emily at checkout. And that's all we got time for today.
It is. And we have another show coming, though.
We have another show coming.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, every day. So every day but Wednesdays. And Wednesdays, we even have repeats of shows that you might not have even heard yet. So everyone, thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. You can find Menace everywhere, White Menace. And thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.